9. Joining us right now in the studio, we have got Rimrock Foundation in the studio. We have got Kathy Cullen, of course, Director of Development. Kathy, we know you. You've been here, but you brought a new guest.
We did.
Yes. We have got Christy Beals. Christy, tell everybody what you do.
Good morning. I am the Chief Nursing Officer and Senior Director of Inpatient Residential Services at Rimrock.
Whoa. So
what I really do is spend my day running through the building and making sure everybody's needs are met.
Very nice.
That's true.
That's a good project. I mean, somebody's got to do it.
Right. Yeah.
And so what are you in charge of, all of the nurses?
Yeah, so
that's part of it.
Part of my team is the nursing staff, the medical providers, the psychiatrists, mental health team, all the counselors, and the rehab technicians, also known as RTs, who are rocking it.
There's a lot. That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
Under your charge, and you're doing great work over there. So we're talking about medically assisted treatment today, medication assisted treatment, right? MAT. Do we use the acronym? Do we call it MAT?
We call it MAT because it's easier.
Yeah. And it sounds fancy. Yeah. Like, you know what you're talking about. What is it? Because, I'm not familiar with MAT at all. Give me the kind of the rundown here.
Sure. So substance use disorder is a chronic illness. And so one of the challenges for us is to manage that illness. And so MAT offers one opportunity for patients who are willing to also pursue counseling services, behavioral therapy. So it's one more tool. So it's medications that can help basically their brain function in a different capacity if other tools aren't working.
Interesting. And what types of, who's a candidate for that? Like, what sort of addictions does it, is it certain addictions have a medication and others don't?
Yeah, that's a great question. So clinically proven are patients who suffer with opiate disorder and alcohol disorder. There's no scientific evidence right now or good research studies to back meth. And so we focus on patients with opioid and alcohol disorder for the MAT clients.
And so this is, and that's some sort of a medication that makes the whole process easier to deal with. I mean, mentally, it's not as much of a, like, does it help with withdrawals and things like that?
Yeah, also a great question. So different medications work a little bit differently. And so when our providers meet with the patients, they really decide what are they struggling with most. So some of the medications help actually with the withdrawals, but they also help decrease the cravings for the substances. Other medications actually reverse or make the substances not affect the brain. So I might use the illegal substances or the legal substances, but my brain doesn't respond to them the same as they would without the medication.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What a cool thing. I mean, is this a new thing or has it been around a while?
It's not necessarily new, but it's very popular right now with the opioid epidemic that we're hearing about nationally. We've been doing it for a while in different scopes. I think people are really familiar with the medication Anabuse. It's a medication that's been used for a long time for people who suffer with severe alcoholism. Mm-hmm. And so they take the Anabuse, and then if they drink while they're on it, they become violently ill as a reminder to not drink. So that was, there's some forms that we've used previously, and we've definitely come a long way with science.
Yeah, I love it. I love science.
It makes a huge difference. And that's one of the things that we continue to talk about when we're out in the community, is that there's no cookie cutter approach. And as Christy will continue to talk about, everybody is not a candidate for this, mm-hmm. but it is something that when we do our assessments, we can say these are some of the options. And that's one of the things that sets us apart, is it's not cookie cutter. Everything is different.
Absolutely. What makes somebody not a candidate for it? I mean, how does that, is it just, I mean, the way their body works, the type of addiction they have? I mean, how do you figure that out?
Also, good question. We start with oral medications to make sure that the patients tolerate it. We also do labs to make sure that their bodies are functioning appropriately and can manage the medications. But the patients really have to commit to long-term services. So they have to have that willingness to participate in programming besides the medication. They have ongoing counseling or in some level of care of services.
Okay, yeah. Excellent. And what are the long-term effects of this? Do we know? I mean, you said it's been around for a while.
I can't specifically answer that, but what I can tell you is patients are on the medications for various amounts of time, depending on their personal needs. So some patients are on it for a very long time. Some patients are on it for a year and then continue to have the tools and resources to manage the illness.
And is this something that, I mean, this isn't something that you can just get prescribed, right? Like, somebody can't just come in and say, like, hey, I've got a problem with alcohol. Can you give me some of these pills and send me on my way? This is part of their their treatment protocol?
Yes, as nice as that would be, we very much try to provide them the entire continuum of care to make sure that they have services. Because the addiction is also, a lot of the times we have mental health issues, we have other things going on, there's some social things that are happening outside, and we need to give them the tools to deal with all of those issues.
Absolutely. And you guys can do it. That's what's great about Rimrock.
Exactly. Exactly. As we talk about, you know, Christy's team, each one has a very specific part of the treatment process. And that's where what Christy does is she corrals all that and making sure that each session and each part of our staff is doing what is best for the patient. And sometimes that's not always what the patient wants to hear. But, you know, we actually give them the opportunity to get well.
There you go.
You know, that's huge.
What's a typical treatment span? I mean, obviously it's different. You know, as we said, it's not cookie cutter, and I'm sure everybody's completely different. But is there like an average amount of time for a certain addiction, like alcoholism, or is it just completely, totally different person to person?
Yeah. So one breakdown is depending on the patient's usage history, they'll come in and we'll do a detox. The average length of stay in detox is 3 days. From there, if they qualify, we do inpatient residential services. That lasts anywhere from 5 to 8 weeks, depending on a lot of different factors. From there, we can do day treatment where we continue to work with them on those skills, but we try to integrate them back into life and getting a job and being at home. We kind of call it dress rehearsal, right? You live in this protected environment where you have no outside possibilities, and then you go outside and you come back during the day, and sometimes people do relapse. That's the reality of the world that we live in, but we work through that and we try to get them back on track. And then after day treatment, they drop down to intensive outpatient services, which is outpatient. It's 4 days a week, 3 hours a day, so they can get a job. They can, again, really integrate back into the community, back into their lives. And then from there, we do relapse prevention and some other classes. Now, if they're not from the Billings community and they're from rural Montana, we do the best we can to match the services where they go back to, get them back to their home environments. A lot of sober living, but what people don't understand is it's not a one and done. You're not treated. You're not well. It's about working a lifelong recovery program and making that commitment. We focus on the 12-step recovery. Everybody kind of has a different philosophy of care, but so we recommend you get a sponsor, you go to meetings, you find other support people in your community that want you to have the same goals.
That's, yeah, I mean, a lot of people get, they don't understand that, and they feel like you've got a problem, you've got an issue, you know, and whether it be drugs, alcohol, weight, anything you have going on in your life, and they think that you fixed it and it's just over. And it's like, no, these are lifelong things. I mean, you're constantly day in and day out fighting that battle. Also, people want to congratulate you on your 40 under 40 win, Christy. Congratulations.
Thank you. Huge
success.
Yes, absolutely. So that's big. Obviously, people, the community recognizes you for the amazing work you're doing here as well. What's the best? I mean, you work with these people day in and day out. How do most people get into treatment? Do they reach out themselves? Is it somebody that reaches out on their behalf? I mean, what's the most common way people are introduced to Rimrock Foundation?
All of the above. We have patients who call usually in their most desperate state, just wanting to live a life differently. We get phone calls from parents, family members. We have employers bring in some of their staff concerned about things. We get phone calls from other providers. So all of the above. And if people have questions, they can call Rimrock and ask, and we will guide them in the right direction.
There you go. Do you guys offer methadone? Somebody wants to know.
We do not.
No methadone. Sorry. They wanted to know the cost too, but hey, you don't need to know the cost. They don't have it. Somebody said you talk about people without jobs and stuff, but what about a functioning alcoholic who has everything in order except their alcoholism? I mean, I'm sure you treat them
again,
as well.
We can meet them where they're at. If they can take away a period of time to get back on track, we'll do that. If they can't step away from their job, then we will figure out services to help get them the care that they need.
That's what's great is that, I mean, since it's not cookie cutter, that, I mean, obviously you're able to work with everybody and they're, you know, try to figure out something that works for them.
Yeah.
Is detox the worst part from a clinical standpoint, from working inside? I feel like that would be a not very pleasant process, part of the process.
I'd love to tell you yes, but unfortunately for some patients, like opioid disorder, you can have withdrawal symptoms for up to a year after you stop using. So it's probably the most intense. The patients don't feel well. The hardest part is they get out of detox in the 14 days after. Mentally, you want to go use. Your body's still regulating and figuring out its new normal. but it's a journey. And that's what we walk alongside them and walk them through that. Over half of our staff are in recovery, so they get it. Mm-hmm. And they can tell those patients, like, I get how you feel. Let's talk through this.
Yeah, which is nice. I'm sure, you know, a lot of times you're thinking, you don't get it, you know, and it's hard to say that word. They right. actually do. Yeah, you've been here, you've done
well,
this.
A lot like your journey. I mean, you said, you know, from the very beginning when you were in those first couple, it's all new, you're on there. But when you're now in your maintenance stage, mm-hmm. it's just as hard.
Yeah.
You know, so that's exactly what we do with our patients is, There's different milestones, there's different challenges, and we work you through every one of them.
Exactly.
And that's exactly what we're there for.
Yeah, like a crutch, you know, helping you know, guiding you along the way, bringing you back when you need to be brought back.
And helping
back
you with those right decisions, and that's the whole thing about RimRock is every day is a decision. You're going to choose to be in recovery, and you're going to choose to make those right, you know, life choices. And Christy and her team are amazing, and they're there every day to make sure that they're going down the right path.
There you go. Is there a common link you hear among people who abuse substances? Wondering as a parent if there's a link I can help my child avoid so they don't get into these situations. Mm-hmm. Yeah, is it, I mean, obviously we talked about it not being cookie cutter. I'm sure, you know, it's different across the board. But yeah, is there something common that, you know, is there one silver bullet of like, don't let your kids hang out past 10 o'clock at night?
I would love to be able to answer that question. I think if I could figure it out, I'd probably be very famous.
Yes.
But no, I wouldn't say. I mean, just knowing what your kids are up to and that specific question, knowing who their friends are, keeping track. I mean, there's so much social media and stuff going on right now. Mm-hmm. It's hard to be engaged and active, but you don't have a choice as a parent. You've got to be aware of what your kids are doing, where they're at, and who they're hanging out with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
And any changes that you see, anything that they've always been one way and they're doing something a little different, you know, ask the questions.
Yeah.
Patterns.
Figure it out.
Right.
I like it.
Yeah.
What's the, for a parent out there that thinks their child might have an issue, for somebody, you know, a functioning alcoholic or somebody that is not functioning or anybody in between, what's the best way to get a hold of RimRock, Kathy?
You know, we're all over the place. You can give us a call, 248-3175. We're on, you know, our website, rimrock.org. Pretty simple.
Yeah.
We're on Facebook. You know, just reach out. There's lots of ways, you know. Give us on your app.
Yeah.
Give us the number.
get a hold of me.
Yeah,
I'll get you a hold of that.
That's right. It's just make the call. Just ask the question. And you hear me say that every time I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no question is too big or too small. We'd rather have you have the information than wonder.
Absolutely. And I mean, you got to realize too, I mean, you guys are, you know, as you said, you don't know what it's like. They do know what it's like.
Right.
You probably don't know how to help yourself, but they do it for a living. I mean, they're trained to do this. They, I mean, get a hold of these people and let RimRock, you know, point you in the right direction or take you, you know, on that journey and get
exactly.
you to a new life. I mean, open the doors again. I mean, I'm sure it's a totally different life experience going from living an addicted life to living a non-addicted life. What do you call that after you're addicted? If somebody was an addict and now they're living, is there a term for that? Life off drugs?
Living a life
in recovery. There
yep.
you go. Living in recovery. There you go. Yes, start living in recovery, you guys. Get a hold of RimRock. Christy, thanks so much for coming up. Kathy, so much. So nice to talk to you.
We'll be back
always.
Again next month.
There you go. We'll yeah. talk to you then. Go help some people, you guys.
Thank you.
They're
have
waiting.
A great day.
They're probably sitting there waiting. Where are they?
Thanks, guys.